Developing humility. Striving to be more humble is a key part of many traditions of spiritual practice, but it isn't simply a spiritual act, but an ethical one. When you are humble, you don't look to assert your dominance over others or trumpet your accomplishments so that everyone should look up to you. Humility is the act of taking a lower position even when you might feel you deserve more praise or recognition. If you want a great example of humility, look no further than the acceptance speech that basketball superstar Kevin Durant gave when he won the 2013-14 season NBA Most Valuable Player Award. Instead of touting all the hard work he engaged in, he spent the duration of his speech appreciating all the hard work and sacrifices that other people in his life gave for him to experience success. Like any other spiritual principle, humility is one that you have to work at. Here are some ways that you can deepen your own humility. Appreciate others. When you focus on the abilities, concerns, and accomplishments of others, this takes you out of being self-oriented. At every opportunity, take time to thank other people. Share praise and credit. Whenever you accomplish anything, if you look carefully, you will find that you didn't do it alone. Other people are always helping us in ways that are sometimes obvious and sometimes subtle. While it may be tempting to bask in people's praise and adoration, when you find ways to share credit and share praise, you not only help to deepen your humility, but make it so others want to help you even more. Allow others to be first and foremost. Insisting on being the first in line, the first to raise your hand in class, the first to get the parking spot, and so on, has a tendency to inflate one's sense of self-importance. However, when you allow others to have the spotlight or be first, it gives you a better vantage point to appreciate their gifts and what they are able to bring to the table. And when you can do this, you actually find yourself in a better position to lead others because you understand how they can best contribute. Don't insist on being right. Nobody likes to be wrong, including other people. When you are wrong, it puts you in a vulnerable position, which can be scary. However, vulnerability is often what makes a person beautiful and appreciable. Allowing others the legitimacy of their beliefs without correction from you is a charitable act. Listen to what other people think more than telling them what you think. Dale Carnegie once said that the sweetest sound to anyone is the sound of their own voice. Really paying attention to what other people have to say without having to correct or undermine them helps you to stay oriented outward rather than being self-absorbed. Try not to judge others. An old saying goes like this: when you point a finger at someone else, you have three fingers pointing back at you. While it is tempting to judge another person, to assess what they are doing and how they are doing it, when you do so, you are presuming that you know better. Unfortunately, unless you have lived the experiences of another person, you cannot know what is best for them. Your grasp on another person's situation will always be incomplete because you don't have the complete picture.